Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? It is Friday's Eve. One more day to this week. But that doesn't stop the news from happening. Suns are contemplating taking Doncic with the number one pick in the draft. Doncic is considering staying in Europe. How about that? Well, I said if Warriors won game one, it would be a sweep. If the Rockets won game one, it would go six. So we shall see where I land in this, if I'm right, if I'm wrong, where I land in this whole thing. News about the Cave Show, the Sports Cave, covering a whole nother area. Definitely want to tell you about that. And at about 10 minutes after the hour, Fox Sports, Channel 10, very own Richard Simes, is scheduled to call in. He's down at the Mercury, the Phoenix Mercury, so hoping we can get him in for a couple of minutes. Excuse me, and that's right around 10 minutes after the hour. Again, welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Friday's Eve. And as you know, we are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get down there, let them know that PLR sent you. Take 10% off of any cigar purchase you may have. You can also become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor and never worry about your sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Again, let them know PLR sent you from the Cave Show, and they will definitely take care of you to the tune of 10% off of any cigar purchase. Call in number 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law Line. If you have any questions or anything you'd like to talk about, please join us. Have a caller online. Thank you for holding. As I said, you're on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou checking in.
Lou, what's up, my friend? How are you?
All right. Yesterday was called to business, so I couldn't be able to come on yesterday. So, I had to do a post game at 4:00.
No worries whatsoever.
Yeah. Now, get this. Now, we've all seen weird stories in the sports world, but this one was a wacky one. This involves a PGA golf champion. I think his name is Lucas Glover.
Let me guess. You're talking about Mrs. Glover.
Yeah. Actually, it should have been Danny Glover, but no. Oh. I mean,
yeah.
he gets his mother and his wife into it, and it's like, if you don't win this, I'm gonna divorce you. And she starts threatening. The mother gets into it. This is just bizarre.
That was crazy. That happened the other day, and completely forgot to mention it just because it was so from the world of the bizarre. And his statement says that she'll be exonerated once everything comes out. It's a private matter. They're hoping to handle family business and family. But there you go. In front of the kids, assaulted the mother, mother-in-law in her case, everything.
And all because he shot a 78 at the in the third round. Oh, boy.
Well, that's his fault, Lou. He better make the cut.
I know, but, okay, that's why he didn't make it. But to have his wife and his mother get into an argument and she's going to threaten to divorce him, that's going a little bit too far, don't you think?
Well, Lou, you know what? Damn it, he better make the cut. It really comes down to that. You got to golf better. You got to do better. You got to be better.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
The kids, the house, and the dog, too.
You know what's not funny in this?
Right.
Is spousal abuse. It's spousal abuse.
Yes.
Whether it's man or woman. I mean, let's flip this around. Let's say, because she used to be a golfer, let's say he had the same feelings about her, and he attacked his father-in-law.
Right.
We would call him everything under the sun. And we talk about how he was abusive and verbally abusive, and we'd be worried about the state of his kids, and we'd be worried about all that. Why are we not holding her feet to the same fire?
Yeah, I mean, there's really no excuse for that.
No. None whatsoever.
No. I just found the whole thing to be bizarre, to be honest, though.
It was. It was a crazy situation. All the way around. A crazy situation. And it's one that should never happen. And like I said,
no.
To me, it doesn't matter, man or woman. If you're an abuser, you're an abuser. In fact, sometimes for a man, it's even harder because, you know, unfortunately,
oh, yeah.
Men rely on their ego a lot, and no guy wants to say that he's being abused, and
exactly.
No guy wants to say that he was abused by his wife, and no guy is going to try to say that his wife abused his mother without, you know, trying to stick up for something. So it's a really, really, really precarious position to be in. But they're going to have to negotiate
yeah.
this, and hopefully they do what's best for themselves, and more importantly, do what's best for the kids.
Good luck with that one, though. That's going to be kind of hard to do to negotiate with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, did somebody think there was going to be a sweep in this series between the Rockets and the Warriors?
I did.
I got news for you.
I did.
I didn't think so.
I did. I said if the Rockets won game one, it'd be a sweep. If they lost game one, it would go in six. So I was dead wrong about the sweep. I'm not budging off that six, though. I just don't think the Rockets, to me, still – I hate to say a team lost and a team didn't, a team won and then take credit from them. Houston hit shots, but Golden State, to me, sort of played like we got our one. And they were sloppy, seven turnovers in the first quarter. They didn't come out for whatever reason. They didn't come out – and put that foot down on Houston's neck. Where this, if Houston loses two at home, the series is over, to be honest with you. It's done, and we know it's done. But for whatever reason, they did not come out and do that. So do I still think it'll go six? Yeah, obviously the sweep is over. But I still don't see anything that Houston did to me to prove that they're going to beat this team. I love PJ Tucker. I loved it when he played down here in Phoenix. I think he's really a really, really good guy, and I think he's one of the more gritty basketball players you're going to find. PJ Tucker's not going to hit 5 out of 6 three-pointers again. Trevor Ariza is not going to shoot 8 out of 9 again.
No.
So there are things that were anomalies. It kind of reminded me, and I know I said this before the series started, last year when Golden State played Cleveland, and Cleveland hit like 23 three-pointers in one game four, and everyone said, oh, here we go. If anyone can do it, LeBron can do it with his team. No, you really couldn't, because how often are you going to hit 23, 24 threes in a game? That was an anomaly game. So how often is P.J. Tucker going to shoot 5 of 6 and Trevor Ariza 8 of 9? It's just that's not sustainable. So and then flip that. How long is Curry going to be in a shooting slump? How many times is Klay Thompson going to shoot, you know, 3 of 9, 3 of 10? So
yeah.
I just don't see it. But look, my friend, I've got our guest calling in. I've got to jump.
All right.
I appreciate it, and hopefully I will catch up with you on tomorrow.
All right, Paul, thanks.
All right, Lou, thank you very much. Calling in on the Kerry Lackey Law line right now. You know him. You see him about every night. It might be the hardest working man on TV. Can't believe I'm giving him that compliment, but he really is. He's everywhere all the time. Calling on the Kerry Lackey Law line, my friend, my buddy, the one, the only Richard Simes. Rich, what's up, buddy?
What's up? What's up, my brother from another mother?
I know I just complimented you. I think that's the first time in a long time. You are everywhere. You have to be the hardest working man in TV in this valley.
Hey, man, it beats working for a living. When you love what you do, you can't wait to do it. I'm supposed to be off today, but I'm here at the Media Challenge for the Mercury. You're getting ready to hoop it up. I'm surprised you're not out here, man. They got all the ballers out here, you know.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really want to come out there and embarrass anyone today.
Thank you.
That's really what it
boiled down to. You know, I appreciate that. Now I feel like I have a chance now that you're not here. But, yeah, here I'm getting stretched out. I'm getting ready to go, working off the rust. You know, they used to call me the Mexican assassin back in the day because I'd kill them from the outside. You know, when you're 5'6" and a half, you got to develop an outside shot. So I'm kind of like Doncic. You know what I mean? I'm like Luka. I can make plays happen. I can make the guys around me better. And if you leave me open, I'll hit. I'm just not fast enough to get open on my own.
I hear you. So that's that Calvin Murphy in you coming out, right?
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know what, since we both are telling lies, I'm on daddy duty today. I'm on carpool pickup at 2:30.
Oh, so you're the real MVP.
I guess so. So I'll be in the carpool line yelling at parents that break the rules like I do all the time. Don't go around that way. What the heck are you doing? So we shall see. Look, my friend, I know you're short on time. I just got a couple things I want to get. The Suns, big week for the Suns. Introduce Igor Kokoskov. I'm going to get it right. Big deal interviewing him this week. It seems like he's going to be a good fit for what they want to do. What are your thoughts, and how do you think he's going to end up doing?
You know, I think it was a really good move. The more I talk to him, the more I like him. You know, he's paid his dues. He's been in the NBA for 19 years now. You know, he's got some head coaching experience on the international level. And you got to remember, before Ryan McDonough came over from the Celtics to the Suns as the general manager, his specialty, his focus was Europe. So he knows Igor really well. He knows these European markets, these European players really well. So I think it's going to make for a really good team. And I also think it was also a good move just in case the Suns did not get that number one pick and drop to third or fourth, like most people expected them to do because of their bad luck in the draft lottery, that then, you know, Igor and Luka Doncic would be a good fit. But, you know, now you got the number one pick with the Suns. Everybody's going to be, you know, speculating what's going to happen with that. I say, look, don't overthink it. Just take Ayton and move on. You know, I know Doncic is a great, great talent, but I'm not sure how quickly it'll translate over to the NBA. So we'll have to wait and see, you know, what happens. Plenty of options, though, with the Suns right now. So it's exciting times.
It really truly is. And, you know, I know basketball now is becoming a positionless sport, but when you have an opportunity to have a Devin Booker, a wing player like Josh Jackson, and a big man like Ayton, which the Suns have been coveting for years, I just don't see how it's not a no-brainer to say this is our guy, plain and simple.
Absolutely. One, you know, he's a transcendent player. Like you said, they've been needing a big guy. And he's not your average big guy. I mean, this guy can shoot from the outside. He can run the floor. He's athletic. And also, he went to the University of Arizona. And, oh, by the way, the owner of the Phoenix Suns is also a U of A alumni. So if he doesn't draft his guy from Arizona, he can never show his face in Tucson again. So that's another reason why I think he's a no-brainer.
Suns have other picks down the line, a lot of picks. They have a lot of assets they can move. Is now the time to try to package some of those assets together, maybe along with the Bender, maybe along with another one of their young players, to bring in that veteran that they're going to need that can actually play? And, again, that's no knock on Tyson, no knock on Dudley, but to get an actual veteran that can still play at a high level.
Yeah, you know, I think that's definitely going to be an option. You know, we know Ryan McDonough likes to be very active on draft day. He likes to move up and down. He's done it before. But also, I think now it all depends on what happens in free agency before the draft or what they have lined up, because I think now more free agents will be willing to come to Phoenix because of the number one pick and the potential for good things in the future. And if you can get, like, a veteran point guard and maybe not have to package these picks, then you can get some role players in the draft, you know, or, you know, stockpile them for next year and try to move up. Who knows And that's the great thing. You know, I think that's why Ryan McDonough and the Suns were so excited, you know, just the other day when they got the number one pick, because this is it, man. This is huge. This is a franchise-changing moment, getting this number one pick.
Finally, you could hear the excitement in James Jones's voice at the presser he held right after that. Online, on the Cape Show with us right now, online on the Carry Like Draw Line, the one, the only Richard Todd. I want to ask you just a quick couple questions about baseball. The Diamondbacks obviously have fallen into a funk. Hitting 229, it really seems like it's starting to catch up with them, along with all the injuries and everything. They really seem like they've been doing next man up, which is great, but there comes a point where there's not a next man. Is it time for them to go after maybe a Manny Machado or maybe someone else so the great start to the season doesn't fall by the wayside and they go out and get that other big name player to come in?
You know, that's a great question. And I think, you know, part of it is that great start will maybe allow you a little bit of time to make that decision. Otherwise, it would be panicking. You know, a lot of D-back fans that I know were texting me like, what's going on? And blah, blah, like the sky's falling. And I had to text one guy. I said, look, the Dodgers just got swept by the Reds. Okay. So they should be panicking. You know, it is a tough time right now for the D-backs. They're in a tough spot. The injuries are piling up. The hitting's not working. The humidor, maybe that's been an effect. Who knows? But I think Mike Hazen has done a great job in knowing when to pull the trigger on decisions like that and moves like that. You saw it last year with J.D. Martinez, what a rental he was towards the end of the season. So I think, you know, he'll know when to do it. I think it is going to be sooner than later if they have to. And hopefully, you know, when they do make that move, it works out. And hopefully a guy like Jake Lamb can come back. And one guy I'm really interested to see is Shelby Miller. He just pitched, you know, on a backfield, 230 pitches. And I asked him afterwards how he felt afterwards, and he said he felt great. He's walking around looking like a guy that's confident that he's going to be able to contribute violently for the first time in a while.
What's wrong with Goldie?
You know, I just think he's slumping. I think he's human. You know, I think he's human after all. You know, I think he's starting to press. And I also think, you know, last year he had Jake Lamb batting in front of him and J.D. Martinez batting behind him. And I think that, you know, that kind of makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You take away two all-stars, you know, from your lineup and then have him ask him to do the exact same things and the things that he's been doing year in and year out. And I think it's just, you know, he's in a slump, and I think he'll battle through it. There's been a couple of those hits that he's been hit. He's hit the ball really well, but it's gone right to a defender. And that's the kind of stuff that happens when you're in a slump.
Last question before I let you go. Light them up out there and show them what, you know, what needs to be done. This is the most important question you're going to be asked. I've asked everyone this that's been on the show since last week. Do you put ketchup on a hot dog?
I put ketchup on my eggs. I put ketchup on my hot dog, of course. Yeah. Gotta have ketchup on your hot dog.
Oh, you're killing me. I got to check you in another box. I just knew you would not disrespect the hot dog that way. I just knew it, but nope.
I put ketchup
you
on
are one
of
the,
crazy like that.
I got to get you to Chicago one day when I'm there and show you the proper way a hot dog is served. It's got to happen.
Deal. That's the deal. But you know what's funny?
It's got
to. Last time I was at a D-back game as a fan, I said to myself, man, you know you're Mexican when you get the corn on the cob instead of a hot dog at a baseball game. I was like, really? I had a corner of the cob with spicy on it and everything. And I was like, really? I'm here at the tamale stand instead of the hot dog stand at the D-back game. I said, man, I was embarrassed for myself.
Yeah, well, you know it's bad when I'm always looking for Lolo's chicken and waffles. So I think
that
says something about both of us, right? Well, do your thing, my man. Listen, I really appreciate you hopping on. Are you on air tonight?
No, I won't be on air tonight, but I'll be anchoring tomorrow and Saturday. We'll be bringing more D-back stuff for you, and we'll also have plenty of Cardinal stuff as well. I got a one-on-one with Dale Buchanan. He's kind of calling the plays now on defense, taking on an expanded role, and he's looking forward to that.
Good deal. Well, I'll remind everyone to make sure they check you out, my brother. I really appreciate you hopping on with us for a little while.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime. Have a good day.
All right, YouTuber. Take care. That was the one, the only Pritchard Signs, Fox 10 Sports. Make sure you check him out. He's already told you he's anchoring the show tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. And I can't wait to check out his Instagram, see him shooting some hoops. All right, a couple minutes. Got to clean up a couple things here I want to definitely get into. And one of them was the Doncic deal where I said, and I'm going to repeat this one more time here. So a lot of people think the Suns should draft him with the number one overall pick. He's not even sure he wants to come over to the NBA. Indecisive about coming over to the NBA. Why? Why take him with the number one pick? I'm not sure if these are the last two games in Europe. We have yet to make this decision, perhaps after the season. That's two more games, my man. That's a direct quote from Luka Doncic. We have yet to make this decision, perhaps after the season. He's 19. Hasn't really played physical basketball. Number two overall prospect available in the draft, according to some people. I just think you don't pass on a for sure big man. You just heard Rich Stein say the same thing. This guy can do it all. DeAndre Ayton can do it all. You do not pass on that kind of talent. I just don't see it. I know we're going to talk about this a lot coming up to the draft. Pre-draft workouts for the NBA start late next week. I will be out here covering just about all of them here with the Phoenix Suns. So I have as much information as I can share with you. But I just think this is a no-brainer. Flat out. Something I did not bring up, and I do just want to touch on real quick. A lot of people are talking about LeBron James getting in the post, scoring, making his job a lot more easy. I don't know why we still are asking him to do something that he clearly is not going to do. For whatever reason, he is uncomfortable getting in the post. He is a person that will much rather catch the ball than turn his back to the basket. He's 15 years in, folks. He's not just going to start doing this now. There are very few players that morph into something completely different. You know, like Jordan and Kobe morphed into that catching it in a post and killing you with that ridiculous fadeaway or getting to the rim. LeBron can get to the rim whenever he wants to. He's just uncomfortable. He is just uncomfortable starting in the post with his back to the basket. Even though he's 6'9", even though he's 270, even though there's no one on the other team that can check him, he's just not going to do it. A big man will be too slow for him. A little guy will be too light, not enough bricks in the back pocket. But he's not going to do that. So I think we're at the point where we just have to go ahead and we have to give that thought up. I still got Golden State. Nothing that Houston did made me change my mind. Nothing. I expected Houston to have one of those games. I expected the others to have one of those games. And I don't want to hear, oh, you call them a... No disrespect. I mean, other than James Harden and Chris Paul, I expected them to have one of those games. Heck, they might even have one more of those games in them. But they're not going to have 4 out of 7. I think Cleveland gets game 3. I'll get more into that tomorrow. The other big news I definitely want to talk about, though, you know him as the Cuban Cowboy, the one and only Tony Capobianco. He will now be covering and anchoring our Miami coverage. So we will now have coverage of the Heat, the Marlins, all things Miami, South Florida, on a consistent basis. So as we grow, basically. Welcome addition to that market is now a welcome addition to the Sports Cave and the Cave Show family. So make sure you're following us like I said, on all the media so that way you can stay on top of everything. Next announcement next week, we will be making more of an attempt to take more call-ins from you guys. So if you have any questions, anything you want to get off your chest, make sure you call in. 917-889-7828. So a lot of things changing. A lot of things staying the same. Either way, it's going to be a good experience, a good sports experience for one and for all. Richard Sines puts ketchup on the hot dog. All I can do is shake my head. That's all I can do. Make sure you follow us at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Get to thesportscave.com. Check out the articles and all the good stuff we have going on there. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Talk about more than just sports. Check me out. Our friend Lou called in today. Thank you. Our good friend Richard Sines called in Fox 10 Sports. All calls are called in on the Terry Wacky Law Slide. Until tomorrow, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Friday's Eve. This has been the Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone, have a great rest of your Thursday. Take care. Bye.